Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
There's a burning ban in place in southeast Mississippi. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today we're talking with Don Bales, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Don, with all the storm damage from Katrina and a lot of limbs and a lot of lumber and timber down in the forest and everything, wildfires is a threat right now.
That's exactly right, Tim. The Forestry Commission works with local Board of Supervisors at their discretion to declare a burning ban in any county. And that goes back to a statute passed several years ago, 49-19-351, giving them that authority under wildfire threat or drought conditions. You know, we've got a lot of timber down, as you mentioned, also a lot of limbs, needles, leaves. A lot of people early after the storm wanted to get out and begin to clean up, and that's what instituted that burning ban. Other factors that come into that, right now we've got relatively low relative humidity. There are also some health and safety concerns. You know, our poultry producers lost tens of thousands of birds, and they're starting to try to repopulate those houses. Any smoke would add additional stress to those birds. So all these counties, particularly in southeast Mississippi, all the way up to Jackson, across to Lauderdale County, all into the southeastern part of the state, are under that ban.
All right, you've touched on it a little bit, but go in a little bit more detail. Just what conditions have prompted this ban?
Well, as we mentioned, the low relative humidity that we've got right now, and all those conditions that, which favor fire, all that fuel on the ground, that stuff is dried out to the perfect burning condition right now. And anybody who could get careless with a fire right now could cause catastrophic events in southeast Mississippi, and we just don't need that. So that's why the burning ban's in effect.
You know, let's say I'm a homeowner or just a landowner, and I've got a bunch of debris down and everything, and I want to clean it up. Burning is a really convenient way to get rid of that stuff. So what can I do? How long am I going to have to wait?
Well, the burning ban is in effect until October 31st for the paperwork on the individual counties that I've seen. And by that time, we hope to have had some more rainfall. We hope things will cool off a little bit. And after you catch the ground wet after several rains, some of those debris piles, you know, we should be able to burn those. We're also coming up on our normal forestry site prep burning season, and the ban is in effect for that too. But hopefully by mid-October, late October, we'll have sufficient reason to lift that ban.
So you're saying there's not going to even be any prescribed burning allowed?
That's correct. The burning ban is total and complete.
Okay. Let's talk about just some homeowner safety in respect to wildfires and burning and everything. What's some advice you can give to homeowners?
You know, we have a program now called our FireWise program that the Mississippi Forestry Commission and to some extent the Extension Service is involved with that program, which encourages landowners to use common sense and establish a defensible space or a zone around their home. If you live out in a rural area, and if you can imagine all of the debris that's just outside your yard, you do not want anything that could conduct that fire from the outside of your yard, through your yard, to your house. So a good green spot of lawn, you know, don't have trees with pine straw hanging in them close to the house. Things like piles of firewood, make sure those are out away from the house so you don't want those to catch on fire and be an ignition source for your house. Lots of things like that that you need to just make sure that you consider every single aspect of how a fire could approach your home and make sure that you can defend your home from that threat. And that's especially important right now with all the debris and all the other things that we have out there in the forest that could cause a dangerous wildfire situation to occur.
Okay, Don, you're touching on just general home cleanup and everything. Any other advice you have about just home cleanup?
Well, one thing, you know, we've got a lot of people out there with chainsaws. This is not the time to learn how to use a chainsaw. If you do not already know how to use a chainsaw, get somebody else, a professional, pay somebody, do whatever you do. If you do insist on ignoring that advice and you choose to learn to use a chainsaw, make sure that you have somebody there watching you as a backup in case of injury, and make sure that you understand when all those trees are piled up on top of each other, there are all kind of physical forces going on that even skilled chainsaw operators sometimes fail to recognize and they get hurt. Back in the 80s, after Hurricane Hugo struck the Carolinas, 20 professional loggers died and salvage-related chainsaw incidents. They're out there logging, all those trees are locked together, and when you cut one free, you don't know which way the remaining trees are gonna fall or kick or whatever. So I'd advise that.
All right, that's Don Bales, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm Tim Allison, and this has been Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.